The cell phone franchise in the Pakistani capital Islamabad is busy collecting the biometric information of mobile phone users. The campaign is launched after authorities ordered the subscribers to verify their identities through fingerprints for a national database being compiled to curb terrorism. If they fail to comply with the new regulations, their cell phone service will be blocked. As a result, tens of thousands of subscribers are rushing to these franchises and local shops to get their cell phone connections verified.
This is the good step of the government. Everyone should use legal SIM cards. I think this will help to effectively deal with the terrorism.
In my view, this is just a cosmetic step. It won't make any difference. This step by the government is only meant to make money.
Pakistan has seen unprecedented growth in cell phone industry over the past few years. Currently, there are over 100 million cell phone users in the country.
The pro-Taliban militants who stormed the military-run school in Peshawar in December were using a cell phone registered to a woman who had no obvious connection to the attackers. And that was the main reason which prompted authorities to launch a crackdown against the illegal SIM cards.
Authorities have already verified over 70 million SIM cards over the past 6 weeks, but 30 million are yet to be verified.
Biometric system being introduced just to avoid illegal use of SIMs. That is important, but that is not the prime culprit. This is something that can be used to aid and abet. But the principal issue is the issue of coming up with a system of intelligence that can literally locate these criminals.
But the government is confident that once the nationwide verification process is complete, police and intelligence officials will have a much easier time tracing the origins of crimes or terrorist attacks. Kamran Yusuf, Press TV, Islamabad.